The Royal Flying Doctor Service says mental health services in country areas are in crisis. Successive governments have commissioned numerous reviews of the mental health sector over the past decade, but experts say a lack of coordination and funding means rural and remote patients keep missing out. Here's political reporter Lucy Barber.
Living in the country always comes with its challenges, but right now the Royal Flying Doctor Service says too little's being done to help those who find that life's problems are getting on top of them.
In country areas where we see people only accessing mental health services at one-fifth, 20%, the rate of those who access services in the city. If that's not a crisis, I don't know what a crisis is.
Martin Laverty is the chief executive of the Royal Flying Doctor Service. The charity provides 24-hour medical care to people in remote and rural Australia, but its doctors are finding themselves overwhelmed by the amount of psychological support they need to provide to their patients.
Last year, the Flying Doctors in fact saw 24,500 people to provide mental health counselling to. But we could double or triple that service tomorrow and still not touch the service.
Data from the Department of Health shows the number of registered psychologists across the country increased in 2015-16. But in 15 rural and remote areas, there were no registered psychologists at all. Martin Laverty says that's not good enough.
In parts like the west coast of Tasmania, in central Australia, in western Queensland, the Kimberley in western Australia, that should be no excuse in the country of universal access to healthcare.
The industry's peak body, Mental Health Australia, agrees. Chief Executive Frank Quinlan says patients often need more specialised care than what many doctors are trained to provide.
But I'm also pretty convinced that it's not necessarily the best way for us to be spending our resources.
Suicide rates in rural areas are 40% higher than in major cities. In remote Australia, the rate is almost double. In last year's federal budget, the Coalition allocated $80 million for psychosocial support services. They're designed to help people with severe mental illness who aren't eligible for the National Disability Insurance Scheme to find housing and education. But the government won't release the money unless states and territories stump up funds too. And Frank Quinlan says that still hasn't happened.
In spite of the fact that we know that with the rollout of the National Disability Insurance Scheme and the rollback of previous Commonwealth programs, people are already starting to fall into the gaps.
The federal government recently announced more than $100 million for youth mental health services, and it's spending $9 million improving telehealth services in rural areas. Frank Quinlan wants to see a bigger commitment to initiatives like that in this year's federal budget.
Lucy Barber reporting.